no se ha podido desmentir un párrafo, un renglón.
Hello,
my name
is Jeff. We're trying to get
customer
support. How may I help you?
Yes, how you doing? I'm calling because Capital One called me about a fraud transaction that you guys made and I did not authorize. Can you please tell me what this is about?
Can I get that zip code to assist you by pulling up the account and providing the company name that actually charged you, sir?
Yes, it's 33635, and the amount was 6732. I don't know what that is. It's an amazing value. I have no knowledge of that.
Yes, sir. Can you provide me that first and last name?
Henry Padilla.
Can you verify the shipping address?
8807 Wellington Drive. That's Tampa and Florida, 33635. Hello? Hello?
Yes, sir. I'm still here. I'm just waiting on that account to load. My system is running slow. Please bear with me.
Okay. No problem. Thanks.
Yes, sir. I do see on today you was charged $67.32, which wasn't taken out of your account because it was declined. And I also see that charge came from a sweepstakes you entered on December 25th, which was Christmas, for $5.74. And that product was shipped out to you on December 27th.
Okay. The only charge that I should have is the hat. There was a hat that I found very nice. I bought it, and I did not bought anything else. I'm very surprised and upset that I was charged another $67.32, and I don't know why or
who. I don't know what you mean about another $67.32 because you was only charged $67.32 once, and that was today for that product, And as I stated, there was a sweepstakes. There wasn't a shipping and handling cost. I'm not sure what if you read the terms and conditions dealing with that sweepstakes or not. But that sweepstakes induced, however, informed you on that website that you would be charged $57.32 for that monthly $125 gift card voucher they send out every month, along with that membership from the online electronic discount store.
Okay, listen, I'm going to repeat myself. The only purchase that I made was the hat for $570-something. So that's it. Now, my card declined the purchase of $67.32. But that's okay because it was declined. But I'm upset that someone made this purchase without my authorization.
And as I stated before, and I'm also going to repeat myself, that was a contest, a sweepstakes that you entered for $5.74 for that product on December the 25th. Now, you're telling me on a recorded line that you ordered a hat, and that's not a hat that you ordered that was shipped out to you on the 27th. I'm not sure if you ordered something from a different company. And you thinking you're talking with that company, but this is a whole different company.
Listen, I live in the United States, okay?
Me too, sir.
Okay, I bought a hat, and I took a screenshot of the hat.
That's fine, sir, but on the account, I'm telling you it was a sweepstakes. The only thing I can go by is telling you what is provided to me on this system, what shows up, and what you have entered. The only thing that they'll charge you for 6732 with that company, because that company only does contests and sweepstakes and campaigns, it won't be for something called a hat.
Okay. Do me a favor, please. I'm going to receive the hat, yes or no?
It was already shipped out to you on December the 27th, love.
Okay. I already paid for that, for the hat. I don't want nothing else.
That's
so
fine, sir. That was a charge that came with that sweepstakes.
Well, I don't know about any sweepstakes. I declined everything else. The only thing I wanted was the hat.
Yes,
okay,
sir.
So,
since you said that you declined it and I already talked to your bank, sir, that's why the bank declined the 5732 charge, because you disputed that charge. Now, since you disputed that charge with that bank, what you will have to do is call back tomorrow with your bank on the line. If not, then once again, they already declined it and you
already
disputed it. So there's nothing I can honestly do until you call back with your bank.
I already talked to the bank, but I don't like the fact that someone did this, and I don't like it. So you know what? That's it. I just want to let you know I don't want to do business with you anymore.
That's not business you're doing with us. We're a customer service center.
Okay, well, fine. Just make note there that I don't want any more of the charge taken on my card. Thank you. And Happy New Year.